And just like every Thursday, we bring you now our segment on culture and arts. And to begin with, we're gonna mark an anniversary. It's been 10 years since pop music legend Sandro passed away.
Rosa, rosa tan maravillosa como blanca diosa, como flor hermosa, tu amor me condena a la dulce pena de sufrir. Rosa, rosa, dame de tu boca esa furia loca que mi amor provoca, que me causa llanto por quererte tanto solo a ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti, ay. Rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti.
10 years ago, Sandro passed away. He was one of the greatest idols of Argentine and Latin American popular music. And he was a forerunner of rock and roll in Spanish in this country. He consolidated, however, later as an idol and a hero of the romantic ballad genre.
Rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir.
On January 4, 2010, at the age of 64, this artist was unable to overcome an infection he had contracted during a hospital stay after having undergone a double heart and lung transplant in the province of Mendoza, which was the last resort after years of suffering from pulmonary emphysema.
Ayer las heridas, vida, junto a mí has de tener, ay, ay, rosa, rosa.
With hits like this one, Rosa Rosa, or Give Me the Fire of Your Love, Tengo, I Wanna Be Full of You, and many others, Roberto Sánchez, as his real name was, stood out as a songwriter among the artists of his genre, and also as a performer with a perfect mix of sensuality and simplicity, nourished by his image as a neighborhood kid. As a performer, Sandro's story can be divided between his rocking beginnings with group Los del Fuego, with his frenetic dancing and translations into Spanish of the first world classics of the genre, which earned him the nickname of Elvis Criollo, or the local Elvis, Argentina's Elvis, and then a subsequent stage in which he became a romantic singer.
Rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera si algo ha de morir. Moriré yo por ti.
And another culture and arts news. The 7-Eleven Festival is 10 years old and celebrating this with a high-flying grid. It aims at bringing the region of the Seven Lakes closer to a program of classical music performed by world-class artists. This year's edition will be held between January 20 and 31 in the context of the natural scenery of Villa La Angostura and San Carlos de Bariloche. This year, the festival, which brings together musicians and audiences from different parts of the world, will include iconic works in the repertoire, such as Franz Schubert's Winterreise Cycle, Beethoven's quartets Opus 95 and Opus 127, on the occasion of the 250th anniversary of his birth, Brahms' Sextet Opus 18, and Béla Bartók's Divertimento for Strings, among other pieces. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of the festival, it will also add the Ecija String Quartet, made up of musicians coming from the Royal Academy of Music in London. Well, you are familiar with the emojis and emoticons that are used to add some emphasis and to complete communication via applications such as WhatsApp. Well,
The word emoticon has been chosen by an organization as the neologism of the year 2019, as the new word of the year 2019. And many linguists around the world are celebrating the contribution of these symbols to global communication. For experts from all over the world, these new expressive forms enrich communication as they add emotion to words. The Fundeu Urgent Spanish Foundation, which is an entity devoted to promoting the language and studying it, announced last year that the word for 2019 was emoticon, which is the Spanish for emoji. And this is the same title that words in the past such as escrache, harassment, selfie, or refugee and populism held. Mario Tascón, who chairs the Fundeu organization, says that emojis may be the closest thing to a universal language that humanity has ever created. And finally, Spain is paying this year homage to Benito Pérez Galdós on the 100 years of his death. 100 years after his death, that was marked on January 4, 1920, Spain has been and still pays homage to novelist Galdós, with a wide variety of cultural and academic activities across the European nation, especially in the place where he was born, which is Las Palmas de Gran Canaria. He was born there on May 10th, 1843. And there is a museum in the house where he was born. Since the 19th century, many writers have recognized Galdós's mastery, legacy, and ability to tell the story of an entire society, to be able to set that 19th century Spain and recreate history through his national episodes. Thus we close our weekly segment on culture and art on RAE Argentina to the World, content produced by Silvana Avellaneda.